Galactic Conformity at Few MPC Scales, by Ivan Lacena et al. The environment within dark matter halos can quench the star formation of galaxies. However, environmental effects beyond the virial radius of halos, GTRSI meter 1 MPC, are less evident. An example is the debated correlation between color or star formation in central galaxies and neighbor galaxies in adjacent halos at large separations of several MPC, referred to as two-halo galactic conformity. We use two galaxy catalogs generated from different versions of the semi-analytic model SAG applied to the MDPL-2 cosmological simulation and the Illustris TNG-300 cosmological hydrodynamical simulation to study the two-halo conformity by measuring the quench fraction of neighboring galaxies as a function of the real space distance from central galaxies. We find that low-mass central galaxies in the vicinity of massive systems, M_200c greater or equal to 10 to the power of 13 h caret minus 1 tilde M_ out to 5 h caret minus 1 MPC are preferentially quenched compared to other central galaxies at fixed stellar mass M_star or fixed host halo mass M_200c at Z approximately zero. In all the galaxies catalogs is consistent that the low mass, M_star lower than 10 to the power of 10 h caret minus 1 tilde M_ or M_200c lower than 10 to the power of 11.8 h caret minus 1 tilde M_. Central galaxies in the vicinity of groups and clusters of galaxies mostly produce the two-halo galactic conformity. On average, the quenched low-mass central galaxies are typically much closer to massive halos than star-forming central galaxies of the same mass, by a factor of tilde 5. Our results support that the environmental influence of massive halos can extend beyond the virial radius and affect nearby low-mass central galaxies. This was Galactic Conformity at Few MPC Scales, by Ivan Lacena et al.